Well, if anybody can explain what the weather means and how it's going to affect us, and by golly, how quick we can get out into the garden, it would be Tom Casper, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm thinking about wildflowers. Because I heard a rumor that you
could...
Who is
this? Could you put Lisa back on the phone, please?
Yeah, right. So I'm thinking... I heard this rumor that you could go out and you can just start to... Actually, this cracks me up because it's called broadcasting, and that just cracks me up. You know, you could start strewing wildflower seeds about your backyard, like anybody can even get into their backyards, but you could be doing this. Now, I have like a half a mason jar full of milkweed seeds. Because apparently some of the wildflower seeds, and I don't know whether milkweed's really considered a wildflower or whether it's just like an awesome, cool plant, but some of them apparently need the cold and to be frozen, kind of like rhubarb, in order to blossom and become their best selves.
Yes. Yeah, it's called stratifying or stratification of the seeds. And most of our species that survives up here from year to year needs that cool or that chill period for their life cycle to be complete. So you can tell
people that when they say, "Why do you live up there?" You say, "I'm stratified.
Yeah, I'm stratifying.
I need a chill period in order to reach my best potential."
Yes,
people will go, "Oh, okay."
Oh, you're very plant knowledgeable.
Yeah. They'll say something, I'm sure. Even if it's behind your back after you leave the room.
And you can't hear it.
Exactly.
So the person who told you that you can scatter wildflower seeds right over the top of the snow, if you'd like to, they're absolutely correct.
However, Larry Weber just said on Friday that deer and rabbits and little mice and voles and such, animals are getting hungry at this time of year.
Right.
And birds are getting hungry this time of year. And my thought is that everybody will descend on those seeds. And, I mean, they may show up eventually, but not where I put them.
And that is definitely a consideration if you're going to go out and do something like spreading those seeds out this time of year, because they will have some predation on them, whether it's birds or squirrels or mice or rabbits or whatever, because, you know, with the amount of snow cover we got early in the year and really sealing a lot of plants away from those other inhabitants of the area, it's really been a challenge for a lot of those this winter to find things to eat. So, you know, on the upside, you are feeding the wildlife. On the downside, it certainly could minimize or reduce the amount of wildflowers you get to germinate.
Well, if I'm going to feed them, I'm going to feed them something that's good for them. It has a little bit of nutritious value. I'm not going to feed them my wildflower seeds.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know what you could do with your wildflower seeds instead, if you wanted to, if you were getting a hankering for getting started, is you could set up a small little grow chamber and get some of those seeds started under artificial light. So it just requires... One fluorescent light fixture and a couple of fluorescent light bulbs, the day spectrum and the day neutral, one of each bulb in the fixture, and you can start those seeds inside if you want. And you could certainly do that other things besides wildflowers if you wanted to, things like different perennials and even some of your, you know, if you're getting into other kinds of growing annuals. We're starting to get into that time of the year. It's still a little early for some things, but not things like wildflowers or perennials that you really need to have a little bit more size before they go outside.
Now, I'm guessing that wherever there are gardeners, there are people that are willing to sell them stuff. So
yes.
Finding like those little seed, like those little egg carton. Of course, you could probably use an egg carton too, for that matter. But yep. You know, those little tiny seed thingies that you put the seeds in, and then you can actually plant the whole little pot right in the ground.
Yeah, and you can do that, like you said, you can do that with egg cartons too. Basically, the same composition, and you can start the seeds in those, and as they start to germinate, you can plant that whole egg. And cutting the egg carton up into individual sections, you can plant those directly or plant those in a larger pot as you're stepping the plant up in size. So using egg cartons would be certainly a way of recycling some of those things. It's really actually pretty easy to do. And if you look at the seed packet, it's going to tell you directions, or if you've got wildflowers, you can look it up online or even contact me if you have questions. And certainly help you get started. So a lot of fun to start seeing those seeds germinate. And because really, we don't really see that in our garden. You know, they're just up one day, but you don't really see the shoot emerging from the soil and the beginning of life in that plant. So starting them inside or starting them, ahead of time, you really do get to experience a little bit more of the life cycle of that plant.
Okay, so I'm remembering, you probably remember this too, back in the day, the excuse that people would use for not getting their cats and dogs spayed and neutered was they wanted their children to experience the miracle of life.
I don't remember.
And my thought is, oh yeah, that was one of the things that you heard.
Oh,
wanted them to experience the miracle of birth and whatever. So what you're saying is you can give your kids the same miracle with plants.
Yes, without the worry of populating our
exactly overpopulation and animals ending up in shelter and this whole thing. So yes, there's a miracle of life, and yes, you can show it to your kids, and yes, it's super super cheap and never makes a mess on the floor.
all positives and much less expensive too. So.
Oh my goodness. And doesn't have to go to obedience training and doesn't scare the mailman. And oh, I mean, there's a million. So, all right. So these wildflowers, I have a really cold basement. It has minimal heat in it at this time of year. Everybody's house has minimal heat in it. Do the wildflowers have to go upstairs? I mean, I know they're under a grow light. Should they be at like a normal kind of temperature, and should they get any natural light also?
No, you can go completely with artificial light and like I mentioned, using two different bulbs. You don't want both daylight bulbs or anything like that, although you can get fluorescent bulbs that are specific for growing things under. Those are fine too, or you can split it between a cool and a daylight and get the same spectrum of light. It's really about getting a spectrum of light that the plants need from those fluorescent tubes. But you do want the area warm. Generally about house temperature is fine. So if you're in the basement, that soil is probably going to be a little too chilly for them to germinate. However, if you want to go to the next level, you can get a mat that the seeds sit on that is heated. And those will last 20, 30 years. But you can get a mat that the seeds will sit onto to germinate that will help.
All right, so that's pretty darling. I got to say, that's pretty darling. I got a dog who'd really, really like one of those, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're back to this whole miracle of life. Maybe there's not as much difference as I was hoping for. Okay, so can we talk one final thing that inquiring minds may want to know? What about cat predation? Anyone who's ever had a cat knows that cats just love dirt. They love plants. They have inquiring minds. Even if you provide them facilities elsewhere, their just general tendency toward nuisanceness and knocking stuff off counters and what is it? How do you keep the cat out of your little plants?
Are you talking outside or inside?
Oh, inside.
Inside. So if you got a, if you wanted to start some seeds inside and you're dealing with the potential of a...
Of cat predation.
A cat predation sort of activity, you can actually put it, you can cover it in, because the fluorescent is so, you know, not real heat, that doesn't generate a lot of heat. You can cover the grow area with a, some plastic kind of cover that you can, again, use for years and years. That will hold that heat, and then it will help keep the cat out of it. It could be a challenge with cat wanting to get that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, depending on your cat, everything with a cat is a challenge. You look at a cat, you say, stay out of there. And then they go up and they sit on a burner. I heard a story from a lady this weekend whose cat jumped up on her stove when she wasn't home, and then jumping down from the stove, clicked the gas on the stove. Luckily, it was super, super low. But, I mean, this could have just been such a bad, bad story.
Wow.
Now when she leaves the house, she turns the gas off.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah, they get into everything. And you know, and I enjoy cats, but I'm definitely a dog guy.
Well, just another reason that if you want your kids to experience the miracle of life, plants will never try to burn down your house.
That's right. Grow plants. We won't burn the house.
I think it's a slogan. We'll be working on that, TK. I think as a slogan, that's definitely got some potential. And so, yeah, there we go.
I love it.
Thanks a million for joining us, and we'll talk again in a couple of weeks. And I'm kind of excited about maybe getting those little milkweed seeds started.
Well. Yeah, and next time we talk, we're going to be into the month that spring starts.
I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
All right. Not trying to wish away time. Not trying to wish away time, but by the end of February, I'm ready to wish away big chunks of it. All right, TK, thanks a million. We'll talk in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Tom Casper, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, a regular feature of every other Tuesday right here on KUMD.